Welcome to today's deep dive. We're going straight to the heart of South African labor and economics and social justice. And to help us navigate all this, we've got the Labor Research Service, the LRS.
Yeah, you can think of them like a think tank, but one that's really focused on empowering workers specifically in South Africa.
Right. So they do a ton of research training, have all sorts of resources, and it's all aimed at giving trade unions, a fighting chance.
Yeah, definitely. And what's really exciting about this deep dive is we've got a bunch of different LRS content to work with.
Yeah, we do. We've got recent articles, some peeks into their resources, even stuff for negotiators.
It's like an all-access pass.
It is to the world of South African labor.
Yeah, it gives us a chance to not just understand what's happening right now, but how the LRS is actually working to change things.
Absolutely. Okay, let's jump right in with the filters. Latest five articles section on their website.
Okay.
It's like getting a pulse check on the most pressing issues that are facing South African workers right now.
Yeah, the first one tackles care work and the family and capitalism.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big one.
It is.
And not just in South Africa, but globally.
Huge issue.
Yeah.
The article really digs into the often invisible labor of domestic work, which is so essential, and yet so often it goes unpaid and it's heavily gendered.
Exactly. And the economic implications are massive.
Yeah.
If we were to calculate the value of unpaid care work and actually factor that into GDP, we'd be talking trillions of dollars added to the global economy.
That's incredible. It's mind-blowing.
It is.
But it also raises the question, what can we do about this?
Well, there are some interesting policies that are being explored all around the world, things like universal basic income or expanding access to affordable childcare.
Okay.
These could not only recognize the value of this work, but also actually empower women economically.
That would be a game changer.
Huge.
Especially in a country like South Africa, where gender inequality remains a very significant challenge.
Absolutely. And this is something that the LRS is actively researching and advocating for.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Okay, so the next article takes us into the world of international labor standards with something called ILO Convention 190 and Recommendation 206. And it's focusing on their implementation in the public sector.
Right. These conventions are all about getting rid of violence and harassment in the workplace.
Okay.
And focusing on the public sector is key.
Yeah.
Because they should be setting the standard for all employers.
They should be the model employers.
Exactly.
If the government can't get this right, what hope is there for the rest of us?
Exactly. The public sector has to lead by example and create truly safe and respectful workplaces. And that's what these conventions aim to do.
Okay, next up, we've got inflation and wage bargaining.
All right.
Now, this is where things get really, really relevant for anyone who's involved in negotiations.
Absolutely. This article is like a crash course in understanding complex inflation data. Because in times of high inflation, a worker's buying power actually gets eroded.
Right.
They might get a raise, but it doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't translate to real gains.
If the cost of everything is just skyrocketing.
It's a really important point.
The article dives into the details of how unions can use inflation data to bargain effectively and protect their members.
Protect their livelihood.
Exactly.
So it's about arming them with the knowledge
and
the tools to fight for fair wages when it matters most.
Exactly. They need to be able to negotiate wages that keep pace with the cost of living.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about Rainbow Capitalism and the ILGA World Conference.
Okay.
This is a topic that's been generating a lot of debate.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is Rainbow Capitalism?
So essentially, it's when corporations use LGBTQ plus imagery and messaging to try and boost their profits.
Okay.
Without actually demonstrating genuine support for the community or advocating for their rights.
So it's like inclusivity as a marketing ploy?
Yeah, you could say that. And this article highlights the tension between celebrating LGBTQ plus inclusion and ensuring that workers aren't being exploited under this guise of corporate allyship.
Like, are they walking the walk or just talking the talk?
Right. And it links back to the long history of intersection between LGBTQ plus rights and labor movements.
Yeah.
They both fight for equality and justice. And this article encourages us to think critically about how those movements can collaborate for real change.
Real and meaningful change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and finally, we come full circle back to ILO Convention 190 in the public sector.
Right.
This time, the article focuses on a practical guide. So what can we learn from this?
Well, it seems like this guide is all about putting those high-level goals into concrete action.
Okay.
It's like a roadmap for how to prevent and address violence and harassment in those public sector workplaces.
So a toolkit for creating a safer, more equitable work environment for everyone.
Exactly.
This is already proving to be a fascinating deep dive. We're seeing how these seemingly separate issues are actually all connected to broader social and economic trends.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started.
We are. The LRS offers so much more than just these articles. They've got a whole bunch of resources designed to help workers understand their rights and advocate for better conditions.
Yeah, speaking of resources, the next section on the LRS website is called Essential Resources.
Okay.
And it's not an exaggeration. We'll delve into that next.
It's impressive how the LRS really tailors their support to what trade unions specifically need.
Yeah.
It's not just research.
Yeah.
You know, they actually want to make sure unions can use this stuff.
Right. They take those academic findings and they turn it into tools.
Exactly.
That empower workers. Mm-hmm. So, for example, they have these things called bargaining indicators online and bargaining benchmarks.
These are great for negotiators.
Yeah.
They offer all this data on wage trends, industry benchmarks, economic indicators.
All the fake.
You can use it at the bargaining table.
It's about leveling that playing field, right?
Exactly.
Workers need that same information that employers have.
Absolutely. And speaking of leveling the playing field, the LRS really dives into the challenges that women face at work.
Right. We already touched on their work with women in the school nutrition program.
Yeah.
But they've got a resource specifically for bargaining for gender equity. Mm-hmm. What kind of guidance does that offer?
So it's all about giving unions the tools and strategies to negotiate for real change.
Okay.
Think equal pay for work of equal value,
mm-hmm.
robust parental leave policies,
mm-hmm.
and ways to address gender-based violence and harassment.
So it's recognizing that women often face those systemic barriers in the workplace.
Yeah.
And giving unions the power to kind of break them down.
Exactly. Through collective action.
Yeah.
Creating workplaces where women not only have equal opportunities, but can actually thrive.
Okay. Now, something else that caught my eye was their work on something called the two-pot system.
Okay.
For retirement funds.
Yeah.
This sounds so complex.
It is complex.
But it has huge implications for workers and their financial security in retirement.
Huge implications.
Yeah.
It's a major change to South Africa's retirement system, and the LRS has been all over it, analyzing it, providing guidance to unions and workers.
Can you give us the ELI-5 version?
Okay, so imagine your retirement contributions are split into two pots.
Okay.
One you can access if you have an emergency. The other one's locked away until retirement.
Gotcha.
The goal is to give workers more flexibility while still making sure they're saving for the long term.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Right? Making sure that workers are secure now and in the future.
Right. And there are critics of this system, but the LRS has been really important in helping unions and workers understand the potential benefits and drawbacks so they can make informed decisions about their own retirement.
That's so important.
Yeah.
This really shows how the LRS doesn't just research, right?
Mm.
They provide actual support.
Yeah.
That can impact a worker's life.
And it shows how they understand that these economic issues are tied to social ones.
Yeah.
Retirement security isn't just about the numbers. It's about dignity and well-being for workers later in life.
Absolutely. Okay. Before we move on, I have to mention the LRS podcast.
Oh, yes.
A Labor of Love.
Love that podcast.
It's a brilliant way to reach a wider audience, right?
Yeah.
And to bring these labor issues to life through personal stories.
It's great. They interview workers and union leaders and experts.
Yeah.
It gives you such a great range of perspectives.
It's like you get a front row seat to the real life experiences
mm-hmm.
of people who are grappling with these challenges.
Yeah. And it gives a voice to those who are often not heard.
Right. And it shows how committed the LRS is to public education.
Totally.
They know that informed citizens are crucial for a more just society.
Yeah. It's like that saying, knowledge is power.
It is.
By sharing their expertise through things like the podcast, the LRS is empowering workers and communities.
Yeah, to stand up for their rights.
Absolutely.
So speaking of knowledge and empowerment, the LRS is also heavily involved in all the discussions around climate change and the just transition.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge one.
This is crucial, especially in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
where the energy sector is a major employer, but also, you know, contributes a lot to greenhouse gas emissions.
Right. And the LRS gets that moving towards a low carbon economy needs to be done fairly. Yeah. It can't just be about shutting down coal mines and power plants without creating new opportunities.
So making sure that transition creates good, sustainable jobs.
Exactly.
Especially for those who might be displaced.
Especially for them.
In those traditional energy sectors.
Yeah, they're really pushing for this idea of green collective bargaining.
Okay.
Where unions can negotiate for things like skills development programs for workers in renewable energy and for community engagement.
So they're bringing their knowledge of labor relations and their passion for social justice.
They are.
To bear on this huge global challenge.
They're leading the conversation in South Africa, making sure that the shift to a green economy doesn't leave workers behind.
Yeah.
But benefits everyone.
Their work is so inspiring. They're proving that through research and advocacy and this commitment to social justice, we can create a better world for workers.
I completely agree. They're a real beacon of hope.
They are.
They show that collective action and fighting for the rights of those who are often marginalized can really make a difference.
And as we continue exploring their work, I think we'll uncover even more examples of their dedication to a more just and equitable society.
I'm looking forward to it. The LRS is a real model for how organizations can make a positive impact.
Now, you mentioned that the LRS is really involved in educating and empowering workers.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about their programs and initiatives?
Yeah, it's not enough to just have the research, right?
Right.
You have to get it to the people who need it.
You do.
So how does the LRS actually go about empowering workers with this knowledge?
Well, they've got all these training programs and workshops designed specifically for workers.
Okay.
These programs teach them about their rights and how to participate in collective bargaining and how to navigate the complexities of the labor market.
So they're really giving workers the tools to advocate for themselves.
Exactly. And it creates this ripple effect.
Yeah.
When more workers are informed, they can make better decisions. They can hold their employers accountable.
Right.
They can work together to push for better conditions. So it's leveling the playing field again by equipping workers with that knowledge.
It is. And the LRS doesn't just focus on those who are already part of a union.
Okay.
They also reach out to workers in more precarious situations. You know, the ones who are most vulnerable to exploitation.
Yeah, the ones who need it most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they've done a lot of research on the informal economy platform work, the challenges that migrant workers face.
Yeah.
And they use this to inform their advocacy and policy recommendations.
So it's about making sure that everyone benefits.
It is.
From these economic improvements.
Right, not just a select few.
It's about recognizing that the fight for workers' rights isn't just in those traditional workplaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
It's about addressing those systemic inequalities that are in every part of work and life.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
We've seen just how much the LRS does, the impact they're having all across South Africa on workers and communities.
They're a fantastic example of how to combine research and advocacy and education to create lasting change.
And for our listeners, if you want to learn more, definitely check out the LRS website.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
They've got everything from detailed research reports to practical guides to personal stories, even that podcast we were talking about.
It's an amazing resource.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll come away with a much deeper understanding of the challenges and opportunities facing workers, not just in South Africa,
right,
but around the world.
Definitely.
As we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
If knowledge is power, what role can each of us play in empowering workers and creating a more just and equitable world of work?
Something to think about. You know, maybe the LRS can be our inspiration.
Yeah.
They show that by using knowledge and advocating for workers' rights and working together, we can build a future where everyone has a chance to thrive.
That's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of South African labor and economics.
It was a pleasure.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.